Without fail, if I'm going to try to record something, a train always goes by. Greetings, it is I. I'm tired. Today is 7th of July, 2017. I'm going to talk about CNN blackmailing people, but before that, I'll tell you why the podcast is coming out late today and about my morning. So originally, I was going to record this because I actually made notes and everything. I was going to record this yesterday. That didn't happen. So I said, well, ain't no big deal. Because I'm going to go trail running in the morning. And I'll take the Zoom 2 with me. And record out there on the trail. And come home and upload it and get it out. So I head out. I bike to the trail. And I go running, I'm doing my stuff, and I get up to my little meditation rock, and I sit on the rock for a little bit in the sun and meditate. That was nice. Ah, the noise. Sorry about that, guys. That's this creaky-ass chair that I'm sitting in. Ah, God damn, why is this? Isn't it amazing how you go through life and you don't notice the noises around you? But then when you go to record something, it's like suddenly everything on the planet makes noise, okay? And actually, it fits in what I'm talking about. So I'm out there on the trail, and I'm up on Meditation Rock. And it's Friday morning. I figured, okay, there'll be a few people out here, because the place is fairly popular. Holy shit, man. People everywhere. And I'm thinking, don't any of you have cubicle jobs? Shouldn't you be in a cubicle somewhere, having your soul destroyed by a corporation? You know, the same corporations that the government is protecting you from. Shouldn't you be in a cubicle someplace? Why are you people outside on my trail? Because this is for me right now. This is selfish. This is for me. Why are you on my planet? I'm also drinking my last cup of coffee. It's freaking 1 p.m. And I'm drinking my last cup of coffee. That's how far behind I am on getting stuff. Normally, the coffee is gone by 10 a.m. So anyhow, I'm out on the trail. And there's people everywhere. And I'm trying to record. And they're so loud. I mean, and they're not really loud. They're just talking. But again, it's you don't notice it until you don't want it to be there. Like, normally, people out and just, and people are on the other trail over there. They're talking and the voice is carrying and everything else. And I'm like, how do I never notice this before? And there's people everywhere. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? And I'm especially thinking because I did see one pretty cute mountain bike girl. Other than that, it was like all guys, mountain biking guys and trail running guys. And I'm thinking, so where are all the women at who keep whining about how they can't find any good men? Because I saw, like, there's this big, giant group of men out there trail running. I mean, there had to be, like, 25 of them. They all had their shirts off. They're all built pretty fucking good. Not bad look. I mean, there's, like, these 25 shirtless fucking stud muffin hunky guys running up and down the trail. And I got to listen to some woman talking about how she can't find a good man. Well, put down your fucking cell phone and go outside. Because these guys were not in a cubicle on Friday morning. And they had muscles. And they were hunky. Maybe that's the same thing. And they were trail running. And they had their shirts off. That should make most women pretty fucking happy. Of course, then again, bitch. Why, nothing's ever good enough for you, is it? I mean, I saw one cute mountain biking girl, and I'm perfectly fucking happy. I would think that 25 shirtless hunky men would be enough to make a woman happy. But then again, when the fuck has a woman ever fucking been happy? I get back to my bicycle. So I just finally aborted the recording attempt because it was not going for it because I kept getting distracted. And plus, it was just such a beautiful day. It's like, okay, I'm up here on Meditation Rock, and I'm trying to get antagonized and pissed off about CNN blackmailing people and scumbags and all this other stuff. And I really couldn't get antagonized because it was just so fucking wonderful to be alive. It was beautiful. The sun was shining. The birdies were singing. The weather was great. I was happy. I'm healthy. I got first world problems. It's just like, yeah, I can't really get worked up right now because I got it really fucking good. So I said, fuck it. Went on back down the trail, back down the side of the mountain. Well, hill, ridge, whatever you want to call it. It's not a mountain. I get to my bicycle. There's a slow leak in my front tire, and the front tire is really low. Fortunately, not completely flat. There's enough air in it that I could ride it without destroying the rim. I don't think I damaged anything. I'm going to have to... So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow morning is bicycle repairs. Which I needed to do bicycle maintenance anyway, but this forces my hand. So it's like, fuck. So I'm riding the bike. Fortunately, one of the very few things the People's Republic of Fort Collins has ever done right is along the bicycle trails here, they've put little bicycle repair stations. So it's got the little pole there, and it's got the little bracket where you can lift your bike up and hang your bicycle by the seat so that it's up off the ground. And then it's got bicycle repair tools attached via cables. And there's a fucking pump so you can reinflate your tires. So all I had to do was make it to the first bicycle repair station, which was, I don't know, maybe a mile. Yeah, I'd say that was about a mile. Possibly a little bit more. Got enough air in the tire to make it back to the house. So then I said, well, shit, it's Friday. I got to go to the gym, especially because Wednesday... What the hell did I do Wednesday that I fucking... I slacked off on Wednesday. I didn't go to the gym. So I went to the gym. And this is where y'all say, great one. We came here for anarchy and CNN blackmail. We did not come here to hear about this. Yeah, actually you did, because it's my podcast. You came here to hear whatever I'm talking about. So I went to the gym, and for once, nobody was using the squat rack as a fucking implement for them to lean on and rest. So I was able to do my fucking squats, although it kicked my ass because my legs were exhausted after biking, running, biking again. Oh, and while I was up there, while I was coming down the ridge, I met my dentist. My dentist, he is a mountain biker. This motherfucker is hardcore. Talking about you can't find any good men. Yeah, he's married. Whoever got him, yeah, girls, yeah, you need to try a little harder. This guy is fucking young, studly, owns a dental practice, doing great. The motherfucker mountain bikes like a son of a bitch. He does bike races and mountain bike shit. Motherfucker, I mean, he's got to be 40, I guess, 40-ish. Yeah, I'd say 40-ish. I mean, the man's is in excellent shape. He's like, so I meet him coming up, and like the sweat's just pouring off of him, and we're talking for a second. He's like, yeah, I'm 25 minutes into my 5 hours. I'm like, you're what? He goes, 5 hours. I mean, you're going to mountain bike for 5 hours? He says, yep, I'm mountain biking all over these trails for 5 hours. I'm getting in my practice. I'm like, holy shit, dude. Not only if you can mountain bike up this fucking trail, not only is that impressive, but any motherfucker who can mountain bike for 5 fucking hours. Dude. Anyway, there's no good men. Yeah. It's men are obviously just no good. Did I mention he's a dentist? Owns his own practice? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no good men. Anyway, couldn't possibly have anything to do with where you're looking for them, could it, girls? Could it not have anything to do with where you're looking? Certainly can't have anything to do with your attitude, either. No, of course not. Anyhow. Went to the gym, lifted the weights, got my ass kicked on the squats because my legs were exhausted, did my bench presses. Came back home, took a shower, ate some food, made some coffee, got some bacon in my body. Now, here we are, 16 hours, that's 1:16 p.m. for you civilians. Oh, the anarchy. All right, look, guys, as you go through life, You got to know who your friends and your enemies are. And there's people who are can be sort of neutralish, right? There's people just say, but you got to know who are your friends, who are the, your real friends, who are the people you can count on when the shit hits the fan. And you got to know who are your enemies. Who are the people that the very moment it benefits them to do so, they're going to knife you in the back. And once you know somebody is your enemy, what do you do about it? My opinion, which is always right, is that the CNN blackmail is truly a litmus test. Now, I thought that the Clinton / Trump and Fuhrer decision was a litmus test. Yet, I can understand how some people would vote for Clinton, and yet those people would not be total pieces of shit. Those people would not be absolute, complete, parasitical, brain-dead, tyrannical, evil people. If you come down on the side of CNN, if you agree that CNN blackmailing a person into censoring his opinions, if you look at that and you see nothing wrong with that, that is a declaration that you are evil. You are truly evil beyond my words, beyond my ability to describe with words. Let me go through some setting of the stage here. Let's start here. Let's start with the whole CNN background, the Clown News Network. First we had, and that's their first, this is not in historical order, this is in the order I wrote it down on a piece of paper. We had Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin, never heard of her before in my life. Don't know who she is. I saw the one picture of her with Donald Trump's severed head. She looks old, she looks unattractive. She's looking for attention. If I were old and ugly and nobody ever heard of me, I'd probably be looking for attention also. So she's standing there with this fake severed head. And CNN comes forth with the opinion that this is not inciting violence. Because remember, this is the thing. The Donald Trump, Vince McMahon, CNN, WWE meme. See, this incited violence. Okay. Kathy Griffin, still don't know who she is, with the severed head of Donald Trump, does not incite violence. That is not violence inciting at all. Severed heads have nothing to do with violence. Now, to be perfectly clear, and unlike when Obama says, let me be clear, this does not mean I'm about to lie. Do I personally think that some old ugly broad should be... I mean, all right, let me rephrase this. Is there something wrong with an old, ugly broad standing there with Donald Trump's severed head in her hand trying to get attention? The answer is no. As far as I'm concerned, having your picture taken with somebody's severed head, I would happily, I categorize that as free speech. I have zero problems with that, zero. Didn't offend me, didn't bother me, didn't have a problem with it. The first problem with this is, of course, that this is not universally applied. We can see this, as we can always see this, by taking anything that is said about Donald Trump, done to Donald Trump, thrown at Donald Trump, yada, yada, so forth, so on, and we do the Obama test. What if I had my photo taken holding Obama's severed head? Well, that would be inciting violence. That would be racist. That would be sexist. That would be homophobic. That would be anti-Semitic. That would be transphobic. That would be white supremacist. The list would go on and on and on for fucking pages. If you can't do it to Obama, then you can't do it to Trump. That's how, if you can do it to Trump, you can do it to Obama. Once again, we can prove, anybody wants to prove me wrong, then you get a severed head, a little fake severed head, make it look like Obama, take your picture with that, put it on the internet. And let's see, let's watch it. Just nobody says a word as everybody's totally okay with it. Feel free, as always, to prove me wrong with empirical evidence, not with your emotions, because I don't care about your feelings. The second aspect of the Griffin severed head thing is that she said this was supposed to be a joke. If we've ever needed evidence that women are not funny, this would be it. Having your picture, and if you look at the picture, you see her face. It looks like there's a corn cob shoved up her ass or something. I don't even, what is her facial? Her facial expression is just this expression of, I'm an old, ugly, unattractive woman whose excuse for a career is failing, and I desperately need attention. Look at me. Right? It's like, look, oh, everybody else is getting attention for talking about Donald Trump. How can I, you know, associate myself with Donald Trump? How can I be the next Megyn Kelly? You know, how can I get Donald Trump to tell me to fucking change my tampon so people will pay attention to me and buy my book? That was the expression on her face, the expression of desperation, along with stupidity. So I'm looking at the picture. I've seen the picture. It's not funny. Again, I'm not offended by it. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. You're an idiot. You're ugly. You're old. But it's not funny. There's nothing about the picture that makes me laugh. For her to say that this was supposed to be a joke either illustrates that when she said that, she was lying, she was just trying to cover her ass, or she really thought that was funny, which illustrates that women are not funny. Sorry, female comedians, you're not funny. Women are not funny. Yeah, I know, there's maybe a couple out there. I can't name one right offhand. You're not funny. This is not to say that Donald Trump's severed head cannot be funny. You could do a comedy skit. I mean, I don't know, whatever. It's the Democrats, and they're in the office, and they're like, oh, are we going to win the next election? And the other Democrats are like, well, I don't know. And another Democrat's like, well, I think I've got it taken care of. And somebody comes in, and they're like, all right, guys, I think we're going to win the next election. Trump's going to lose for sure. And, well, how do you know? And the guy reaches in a bag, and he pulls out Trump's severed head. Well, why don't you ask him? You know, I mean, boom, that could be funny. But just standing there holding the head in a picture with no that's not context. No context. I have to finish my fucking words. No context. That's not funny. And you broads can't figure out why I think you're stupid. And then, of course, now that when she didn't get a sufficient amount of attention, she came out and announced that Donald Trump was trying to ruin her life. Well, you took a picture with Donald Trump's severed head, put it on the internet. Once again, illustrating that not only do women not only are women not funny, women also still, I keep saying this, they have no concept of consequences. Donald Trump said some bad things about me. Oh, Do you think that could be a consequence of you having your photo taken holding his severed head? Do you think your action might have some consequences? And when it does, you say, oh my God, I can't believe Donald, which is exactly what you wanted. You wanted Donald Trump to attack you because, number one, you want attention, and number two, you want Donald Trump to have sex with you, just like every other stupid bitch walking around with a pussy hat on. So you're sitting here, Donald Trump's trying to destroy me. Donald Trump calling you names is exactly what you wanted. You're trying to revive a dying career, such as it is, because I still don't know who the fuck you even are. CNN, totally fucking okay with that. Speaking of killing Donald Trump, there is, of course, the Julius Caesar play where the Julius Caesar was made to look like Donald Trump and was killed. And people are saying, well, yes, you're implying the assassination of Donald Trump and the people. No, they're not. No, yes, they are. I am a fucking theater person. I have studied theater. I have done theater. I have worked with directors. I promise you, when the director of this play made the decision to have that actor look like Donald Trump, that was not accidental. Okay. Theater is political. The decisions made in theater are all, there are no accidents. If you're watching a stage play and something is there, if there's something sit, if there's just a prop sitting there, even if no one talks, right? Like, let's say there's a book, a Karl Marx on the bookshelf in the background. That is not accidental. There is nothing in theater that is accidental. It is all very deliberate. The director made a very deliberate choice to put Donald Trump on that stage and have him assassinated. Yes, the director is implying that Donald Trump should be assassinated. The director is metaphorically masturbating on the stage. This is what directors do. This is what theater is. Theater is a political expression. It always has been. In the great days of theater, in the Shakespearean days, it was political expression. But in the great days of theater, back in the Greek days, as far as we know, none of us were there, but based on what we figured out, right, when the theater went on for days, and plays went on for hours, and that's what they were. These were political plays. These were morality plays. This theater was performed for the purpose of conveying messages, conveying opinions, conveying morals. Morals. Like the moral of the story. Yeah, morals. God damn it. It's okay, I'm just spilling coffee all over myself because I'm a retard. Nowadays, live theater is just a place for people like this director to masturbate in public because most people don't get their politics from live theater anymore. But yes, the director wants Donald Trump to be assassinated. He does. I promise you, he does. CNN, of course, has no problem with this. We also have the CNN fake news. You had the Muslim anti-ISIS protest that was staged by the reporter. You've got whatever that story was about some Trump person doing something, and then they found out it was all made up, and all these people had to not work there anymore. I don't know if they got fired. I don't know if they resigned. I don't give a shit. It doesn't. It's the fucking clown news network. Who cares? There are better things to do with my time. We got the motherfucking all the fake news CNN has done over the years. You got global warming. You got the weapons of mass destruction. Remember when they talked about Y2K? We're all gonna. And then of course CNN told us Donald Trump couldn't possibly win the election. That's just fake news off the top of my head. And then we have the CNN tapes where the fucking guy says, "Oh yeah, we're just talking about Russia hacking the election because it gets ratings and it didn't really happen and we're making this up." And you go watch the fucking tapes. So it's just, it's fake news, it's fake news, it's fake news. And they're totally okay with people inciting violence against Donald Trump. So then this person, we'll call this person X, Racer X, Racer X, who, according to some things I've read, is supposed to be 15 years old. I don't know. It doesn't really matter how old the person is or anything else. Racer X makes this meme with the CNN on Vince McMahon's head, puts it on the interwebs. Donald Trump retweets it. CNN decides that they have been threatened, that this is inciting violence against, I don't have the quote in front of me, I don't, whatever, inciting violence against employees of CNN or reporters or corporate head, I don't know, I don't give a fuck because it's not. And thus, CNN hunts down and finds the person they think made this meme and says unto this person, if you don't stop saying things we don't approve of on the internet, we are going to reveal your personal information. Because we've also established, we, the royal we, have established by looking at their behavior that leftists have now decided violence is a legitimate means to accomplish political ends. Leftists have very openly called for the assassination of Donald Trump. Leftists have attacked Trump supporters. They're throwing bricks through windows. They're burning things. They're rioting, yada, 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 so forth and so on. They have made it very, you know, we should kill the Trump supporters because they're just like Nazis. They've made it very clear that violence is acceptable. And CNN, in threatening to reveal who this person is, can only be doing that for the purpose of some psycho leftist faggot going to where this person is and harming him or her or his family. I mean, this is a threat. CNN is attempting to alter a person's behavior by saying, if you don't change your behavior to be the way we want your behavior to be, we will release this information. That is a threat. Now, let's be clear about what this is not. This is not, for example, Twitter removing someone's tweet or canceling their Twitter account because the person said something Twitter doesn't approve of, right? When you're on Twitter and you tweet something, you're on Twitter's property. And that's, you have to, Twitter can fucking censor you anytime they want. Okay. This is not CNN telling somebody, if you post on the CNN website in the comments section, again, we're going to do this, right? This is not CNN telling somebody what that person can do on a CNN website or a CNN server. This is CNN, and this is also not a corporation telling its employees what they can or can't do. Right? If you work for CNN, CNN can come to you and say, oh, you're going to talk about the Donald Trump Russia connection. It doesn't matter what you want to write about. This is what your op-ed piece this week is going to be about. And they can say, you're not going to write about anything that might disprove global warming. Okay? That's not what this is. This is not CNN telling one of its employees what to do. This is not CNN telling someone what they can do on a CNN website or with a CNN account. This is CNN, the Clown News Network, a corporation telling a private citizen who has nothing to do with that corporation that if you say things we don't like, we're going to reveal who you are This is a corporation threatening a person with retaliation for engaging in freedom of speech. And the leftist, what among the litany of bullshit that comes from the mouth of the leftist filth, what are the things leftists can't shut up about? In addition to the children and right, what are two things leftists can't shut the fuck up about? They can't shut the fuck up about how evil the corporations are and how much they hate corporations. And they can't shut the fuck up about how dedicated they are to free speech and how much they believe in free speech and free speech, the First Amendment. Here we have CNN controlling a specific individual's expression across all of the internet. A corporation saying to one specific individual, if you express yourself anywhere on the internet in a way that we don't like, we will release information about you with the intent that harm will come to you in one form or another. And here we see the left-wing statist social justice warrior obsession with controlling the speech of other people. This one man, and I use the term man loosely because he's one of the fucking girliest men I know. He's practically a woman. He has this obsession with Donald Trump's Twitter. He's constantly going on about when are they going to turn off Donald Trump's Twitter account? When is Donald Trump's Twitter? He's just obsessed with Donald Trump's Twitter account. Because like all left-wing statists, he's obsessed with silencing anyone who disagrees with him because he cannot deal with people having worldviews other than his own. And this is the litmus test, guys. This, even more so than Trump versus Clinton. If you come out and you say, yes, I agree that CNN should blackmail this person into silence. I mean, you could have voted for Hillary Clinton and you could look at this and say, whoa, hold on, no, wrong. No, you can't do it. Even a Clinton voter could conceivably, I'm not saying it's probable, I'm saying it's possible, could conceivably look at this and see that corporations controlling the speech of individual people is not a good thing. Anyone who sides with CNN on this, these people are evil. These are people who are openly seeking the silencing of anybody out there who is opposed to their agenda. And there's a difference on the left, just like with any political movement, just like with the right. There's a difference between what I'll call the agenda setters, like Hillary Clinton, and the useful idiots, like those of you who just voted for Hillary Clinton because, well, Donald Trump is racist and you don't know anything, right? You don't have the slightest fucking clue. You know nothing. You've never taken a philosophy class. You know nothing about history. You know nothing about politics. You don't understand economics. You just, all you do is go and vote Democrat because the Democrats care about poor people. You don't know your ass from a hole. You're a useful idiot. You're just stupid. The agenda setters are the ones who actually understand what's going on. You don't understand that CNN censoring a private citizen's speech is a bad thing because you don't have morals. You don't have a moral compass. You don't have intelligence. it's almost, you can't really be called evil only because you're not smart enough to be evil. The people who came up with this at CNN, these people are fucking evil. These are the purest evil of the evil. And if you, as a leftist, and I'm talking to those of you out there who are leftist, if this is a case where you're not willing to break away from the herd and stop being a useful idiot, I don't care. You could have voted for Hillary. You could have campaigned for Hillary. You could have been the fucking head of the fucking local vote Hillary fucking office during the whatever. You could have Hillary's fucking shit still on your mouth from when you were licking her asshole. You could be as devoted to Hillary Clinton as you want to fucking be. If you're not willing to look at this and say, you know what? I'm not going to go along with a corporation threatening people to silence their speech, then you have just declared that you are not, in fact, merely a useful idiot. You have declared that you are evil. And the crux of the whole question is this, the meme, is this meme an incitement to violence, as CNN says it is, or is it simply satirical political expression? And if you're going to say, well, no, this is incitement to violence, you do, this is a fact. If you're going to tell me this meme is an incitement to violence, but that Kathy Griffith with a severed head is not an incitement to violence, you're going to have to explain why the meme is and Kathy isn't. And I don't think you can do that. You can't do that because if you're a useful idiot, you're not smart enough to do it. And if you're evil, I don't think you can hide your evilness that well. I'm sure you could make some words that would sound like an excuse, but I'm not going to buy it. Talking about assassinating Trump is completely up for grabs. People that I hang out with openly talk about assassinating Trump. I heard on one of the videos that was in Basket of Inferiors prior to this, you can look that up. You know, apparently some reporter was talking about assassinating Trump or assassinating one of Trump's fucking advisors or something on CNN. So all of this, we can't incite violence, really. Telling the American people Iraq has weapons of mass destruction and is going to start attacking America? That didn't incite any violence, CNN? CNN has no problem inciting violence. And to say that, oh, this person must be silenced because this meme incites violence against journalists. Well, look at how much time you journalists spend inciting violence against other people. You keep accusing Russia of interfering in the election. That might incite some violence against Russia. Got to hear about how, oh my God, North Korea, they launched another missile. They might kill us any minute. Oh, that might be inciting some violence. Every time, look, once again, white police officers have killed poor, helpless black youths. Might incite some violence. Your entire fucking existence revolves around inciting violence. That's how you get ratings. But of course, journalists think they should be exempted from violence being done to them when in fact, let's be honest. Those of you who voted for the Trump and Fuhrer, okay, if the Trump and Fuhrer, and the Trump and Fuhrer is not the Messiah, if the Trump and Fuhrer were half the man you think he is, he would send some lawyers to Racer X to defend Racer X from CNN. if the Trumpenfuhrer were entirely the man that you think he is, he would order an airstrike on CNN headquarters and simply kill all of them. And you may think, no, when I say they should be killed, I mean they should be killed. That was the obvious solution here. Kill the people who run CNN. Did I just incite violence against CNN? Are they going to come for me? Are you going to blackmail? Give me publicity, please. Give me your fucking publicity. I'm like Kathy Griffith standing there with that fucking severed head. I just want attention. See how this works, CNN? I want some attention too. See, that was funny. See, that was a joke. That was a joke. The ultimate question here for all of you, well, the two ultimate questions for all of you who are statist. Question number one. We got to have the government because we need the government, of course, to build roads, but also to protect us from the corporations. Government regulations protect us from corporations. Okay, is the government protecting Racer X from being blackmailed by a corporation? Yes or no? It's a yes or no. Question number two. Now that CNN has figured out they can blackmail people and get away with it, do you think CNN is going to stop? Or do you think there might be more of this in the future?